A presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak, says President John Mahama is committed to the fight against corruption in the country. He said a number of mechanisms have been put in place to ensure that the practice becomes a disincentive to people engaging in it. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Apak indicated that safeguarding the public purse is a priority to the Mahama administration. Therefore, no stone is being left unturned in this quest.
It is very important to state that the president is very determined and focused, and I've argued that perhaps in the history of the Fourth Republic, no other president has been more committed to a holistic assault on the canker of corruption in our system. Year in, year out, the Auditor General's report builds the level of leakages and waste and the inability of public servants and public officials to account for the resources of the state that they are given to be applied towards the improvement of the conditions of the people. Whilst we speak about the fight against corruption, I think it is very important to indicate that the story in the Times actually indicates the president's approach to the fight against corruption. He has committed himself to empowering and resourcing the state institutions, agencies, so that they can detect and punish corruption. He has also advocated for public education so that the people would understand the negative effects of corruption and to also disabuse our minds of this tendency to worship wealth without questioning how people gain their wealth. But more importantly, what excites me about the Auditor General's report is the recommendation that ministers of state should, as a matter of agency, take proactive action to hold accountable various chief directors under their authority in terms of the application of public resources and also boards and agencies under their jurisdiction.
Dr. Apak briefed Radio Ghana on steps being taken on some matters arising in recent times. He mentioned the Jida saga, among others, and urged the public to be patient since the justice system is a process.